This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. Gunmaker Smith & Wesson is moving its headquarters from Massachusetts to Tennessee. The company's been based in Springfield, Mass. Since 1852. Smith & Wesson said today the main reason for the move is pending legislation in Massachusetts. It would ban assault weapons from being manufactured in the state and shipped to private residents elsewhere. As reporter Adam Frenier tells us, hundreds of jobs in the state will be affected by the move.
Mark Smith, the company's president and CEO, says the bills are arbitrary and damaging. He says Smith & Wesson is hopeful the legislation won't be passed during the latest session, but
these products made up over 60% of our revenue last year, and the unfortunate likelihood that such restrictions would be raised again led to a review of the best path forward for Smith & Wesson.
The company says it selected the new location in suburban Knoxville in part because of what it called support of the Second Amendment. As for Springfield, the company isn't completely leaving. 1,000 factory employees will remain to perform tasks such as machining and revolver assembly. Some lawmakers aren't buying Smith & Wesson's reasoning for moving its headquarters south, including Springfield State Representative Bud Williams.
The question is about legislation that was filed in the House. I think it's more about greed and profit.
Williams, a co-sponsor of the legislation in question, speculates a big reason could be employee salaries.
The jobs here pay 13 or 14. In Tennessee, they pay like 7 or 8. So it was a move that we feel is just about the bottom line, which is to make money.
And a spokesperson for Massachusetts House Speaker Ron Mariano released a statement noting the bill is still in committee, has yet to have a public hearing, and hasn't been acted upon. She said prudent business people don't make major decisions based on one of the thousands of bills filed each session. But regardless of Smith & Wesson's reason for moving its headquarters, it will be a blow to the Springfield economy.
It's a sad day for the city and only exacerbates the job desert situation that we're currently in.
That's Bishop Talbert Swan, president of the Springfield NAACP chapter and a noted activist, talking about the city losing jobs it can hardly afford to. Mayor Dominic Sarno pegs the number at 550, although the company hasn't confirmed that. As for Swan, he says he's tried to hold Smith & Wesson accountable on gun safety issues, but there's a balancing act.
We've had to push them, you know, on that issue while simultaneously understanding that they are an employer that provides jobs, opportunities, health care, and the such for our residents.
Mayor Sarno says he'll work with the company to preserve its remaining 1,000 jobs in Springfield and help any workers left behind by the headquarters move. That's not expected to begin until 2023. For the New England News Collaborative, I'm Adam Frenier.